Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Tim McCrimmon. Sir, you may begin.
Hi. Thank you. We're gonna take you guys through the IT Asset Management 7.2 portfolio today. I am Tim McCrimmon. I am the product manager for the IT Asset Management portfolio. And as always, if you've got any questions, we'll take some questions at the end of the call, just so I can get through the material here. But if I don't get to your questions today, make sure that you give me a holler, and we'll set you right up. So today's call is going to be going into more of the sales presentation for the IT Asset Management portfolio. The last Tivoli talk we did was really talking about the IBM sellers and how to sell those kinds of things. And with this presentation, I'm going to kind of take you through my spiel on what the portfolio looks like and how it's evolved and why we think it's hip and cool kind of thing. Okay, with that, you've got some presentation materials. Hopefully you can get to them. I downloaded the materials this morning, and just to let you know, we've got some problems with the way it was formatted. I sent over one format and it got changed to another. And so some of the graphics are kind of messed up in the presentation. We will be getting that fixed today or tomorrow at the very latest, and making sure that you guys have the right materials in front of you. So kind of bear with us while we work through that little bit of technical difficulty. Okay, so that in mind, let's get going here. So let's take a look at the materials. If we go over to page 2, kind of give you a view of where we've come from and where we're at today. So on page 2, we're looking at the 7.1 portfolio, which is Tivoli Asset Management for IT version 7.1. And then we had two products, Tivoli License Compliance Manager 2.3 and License Compliance Manager for ZOS version 4.2. And these were in what we call a loosely coupled environment, where we've got some functions were in Tivoli Asset Management for IT, some other functions were in the License Compliance Manager product, and they were held together via Integration Composer Adapter, right? So in the License Compliance Manager products, for example, they did two things. One was discovery, go out and find the installed software, find the amount of usage on that software. And then also there was a license compliance or a license management aspect of License Compliance Manager. And those two functions existed in the License Compliance Manager boxes, and they were coupled to asset management for IT, which is where you found contracts and warranties, leases and maintenance agreements, those kinds of things were all in TAMIT. So on one hand, when you're doing license management, you would do it in the LCM products, and then on the other, where you're doing contracts, you would do it in TAMIT. So if we take a look at how things have evolved on page 3 here, version 7.2 went live in July. We did the RFA, we released the RFAs at the end of July here, and then EGA'd on July 31st. Right, so announcements are all in the database now, so if you need those are out there. But what's happened here? Well, really not a whole lot when you look at it from a distance, but it's actually turned out to be quite a profound change for us. So remember I said the License Compliance Manager products did two things, discovery and license management. Well, notice now down below we've got two new products, Asset Discovery for Distributed and Asset Discovery for ZOS. These are pure discovery tools. All they do is go out and find stuff, right? And the license management aspects of LCM is now in TAMIT where it actually belongs, right? So now in Tivoli Asset Management for IT, you've got contract, warranty, lease, maintenance, and license all into one nice, very, very easy-to-use package, and it makes very good sense to have license management in there. You'll find that a lot of different software licenses require the contract. In fact, the contract will override or supersede or amend terms in the license. So a contract and license really need to go together, and this is a much more natural fit, right? So all of the higher level functions, the real business intelligence functions, are now in Tivoli Asset Management for IT. And what you have feeding Tivoli Asset Management for IT are the pure discovery services, right? So these discovery services are tuned specifically for TAMIT and for software license management, okay? And, of course, Tivoli Asset Management for IT is built on the Tivoli Process Automation Engine and works seamlessly with Service Request Manager, Change and Configuration Management Database, Maximo Asset Manager, and Provisioning Manager. When you add those products to TAMIT, it's really just adding menu items to TAMIT. So it's a very seamless integration. Okay? This should all be fairly straightforward for you, but like I said, moving the license management function out of TAMIT or out of LCM and into TAMIT was a small change that turned into a very profound value proposition for our customers, and I'm going to tell you all about that in a few minutes. Again, looking at this from a distance, this is really what we're seeing here. Customers go, well, why did you do all this? You know, that kind of question comes up. But what you're looking at here is the final phase, really, of any software acquisition. IBM's got this acquisition strategy that Software Group uses fairly regularly. So the portfolio that we've had for the last several years has really been brought about by a number of acquisitions that Tivoli has made. And over time, we've been phasing these acquisitions together and making them more smooth and more seamless. And what you're viewing here in 7.2 is really the final phase of a number of acquisitions around Dorana and Isogon, MRO, and others, all coming together to form a seamless solution for our customers. So this view that you're looking at in 7.2 is what I like to call steady state. This is the platform moving into the future, and we don't expect any major disruptions for a good long time yet. So this is where we finally achieve seamless integration. All right, so let's take a look at page 4 here. Again, we went over this in some detail on the last Tivoli talk, but I'll just kind of brush on it again. Really, the thing that's happening here is the License Compliance Manager products are going away, and they're being replaced by the new functions. So you can think of the License Compliance Manager's products being broken up, right? So the discovery services from LCM and LCMZ are now new pure discovery services. And then the license management functions that were in LCM and LCMZ now reside in TAMIT 7.2. Okay? So now TAMIT is taking care of all of the higher level value added functions, and then you've got a number of discovery services and other things that can feed the TAMIT database for those higher level functions to operate on. Okay? So what this means for Tivoli Asset Management for IT is that TAMIT is the one-stop shop for anything related to IT asset management or software asset management, right? So whether you're doing hardware management, keeping track of your mainframes, ThinkPads, handheld devices, whether it's your chiller units or whatever you've got, you can keep track of it with TAMIT. You can also keep track of your software. We've added new functions for software discovery. We've added a lot of new functions for software license and deployed software so that you can do anything you need to with respect to software licenses and contracts, warranties, maintenance agreements, those kinds of things, as well as keeping track of your audit preparations. Okay, so TAMIT's your one-stop shop. New discovery services that we've got here, Tivoli Asset Discovery for Distributed and Asset Discovery for ZOS. A lot of people will ask, you know, there are a million different discovery services in the market. Why do you need one of all of your own? Why don't you just use what's out there? Well, the truth is that Tivoli Asset Management for IT can use any discovery service you've got. We build Tivoli Asset Discovery for Distributed and ZOS because for the purpose of software license management, you need a very specialized service, and Tivoli Asset Discovery and Asset Discovery for Z provide the full-blown software discovery, usage management, usage discovery for all of your software so that you can do license management from simple to more complex licenses. Okay. Moving on to pricing on page 5, you can see here that we've got the pricing really hasn't changed a whole lot from the prior releases. So asset discovery for distributed is like TLCM in that it is PVU-based metric. For the 7.2 release, I think this is actually 25.5 cents per PVU, not 25 cents. So I'll have to fix that on the chart. But it's 25.5 cents per PVU. And the way you determine this is you add up all of the endpoints where you deploy Tivoli Asset Discovery for distributed. There's a server portion and an agent portion. So any place you deploy either the server code or the agent code, add up the PVUs for those computers and then multiply times 25 cents per PVU, and that's the value. So typically your desktops are worth about 100 PVUs, your servers two to several hundred PVUs, just kind of do the math. That's pretty straightforward. Asset Discovery for Z is MSU-based, and it's a 10% discount over what TLCMZ was, and that's $1,800 per VU. Tivoli Asset Management for IT is where the big price change happened because we're adding in this really high-value license management, software asset management functions to Tivoli Asset Management for IT. The price has gone up about 50%. So today for 7.2, the user price is $5,670 per authorized user and $14,200 per concurrent user. And then we've got your typical $95 per requester kind of thing. All right. Migrations and entitlements. I'm not going to read this to you, but just know that if you're a TLCM customer, you'll get an equivalent amount of TAD-D. So TLCM with PVU. So you get Tivoli Asset Discovery for distributed plus one concurrent user of TAMET. If you're a TLCMZ customer, you're entitled to the same number of MSUs that you purchased in TLCMZ, all right? And you will not be entitled to a copy of Tivoli Asset Management for IT, and this is because of some internal issues that we've got. But I will entertain a special bid that is a deep discount for any TLCMZ migrating to TAMET, right? We will provide them one concurrent user at deep discount. The second and two-plus number of users, those will be at standard MSRP minus standard discount kind of thing. So the first user I will offer at a deep discount. After that, they pay the normal price. Okay? Hope all of that made sense. And again, if you've got any questions, just drop me a note. So let's get into, you know, we're past the mechanics of where the portfolio was, how we've done the migration, the pricing, and the entitlements to this. How do we talk about the portfolio? So if we take a look at page 7 here, the IT asset management portfolio really is targeted kind of obviously at the IT asset management market, right? And this is how we view the marketplace. It really consists of managing three kinds of assets: IT hardware, which, you know, is pretty typical, your computers and computing devices, whether it's a mainframe, a server, a PC, or a laptop, or a handheld computing device. It can also be networking devices, storage arrays, just really anything you need it to be. We also manage the software, right? So anything that's running on that hardware in terms of operating systems or application servers or office software, anything that's running on the hardware. And then we can also deal with other things. And you know, typically people ask me, so, you know, what is an asset, what's not an asset? And my answer is kind of vague, as you can imagine here, but the answer really is it depends on what you're responsible for, right? So a data center manager is responsible for everything that happens within that data center. They have the contracts and service agreements and the budget and the expense for dealing with that data center and anything that's in it. And that includes the computing hardware, you know, the computing devices and the storage arrays and all that, the software that runs on it. But then The other things that that person would have responsibility for are the racks or maybe the floor tiles, the raised floor, making sure that that stuff is maintained, the cableways or the lighting or the chiller units or the wall outlets. All of this stuff is under software or, I'm sorry, under some sort of contract or maintenance agreement. You've got personnel assigned to it to manage it. And that's really what we mean by other here. So really anything can be an asset in Tivoli Asset Management for IT. It really depends on what your area of responsibility is and, you know, what you're responsible for. But it centers on the hardware and software, and the other stuff is meant to be the periphery devices to support that hardware and software. Okay, you've got a number of services to feed the platform. Discovery and inventory, we're going to spend a good deal of time talking about auto discovery services. In IT, it's a little different. You can't just send a warm body out and do a physical inventory of all of the software and configurations and on every machine at various intervals during every day. Just not possible. So we've got automated discovery services to gather that information. You can also gather information from your corporate applications, from your procurement systems, or HR that feed your IT asset management system. So if you don't want to use the Tivoli Asset Management for IT procurement system, you can use a corporate app if you want. And then we've also got very tight integration into the IT operations systems, the service desk, change and config, provisioning, and even the Maximo asset management. We've got integration, very tight integration too. So this particular picture provides us with a very broad scope, and we, in a nutshell, the Tivoli Asset Management solution provides full IT asset lifecycle management from planning to acquisition to deployment, maintenance, out through the end of life or retirement. We also provide full-blown software asset management per the ISO spec. ISO provides 27 different services or processes that you should or could implement with respect to software asset management. So the ISO spec is the software counterpart to the ITIL spec. So IT infrastructure library, the ITIL stuff, governs the IT operations, and the ISO 19770 governs the software asset management processes. And within software asset management, there is something called software license management. I tend to carry it a little bit separately because software license management is really important, but we cover all the bases here with this platform and offer an open platform to easily integrate it into your environment. And because it's open, we offer easy maintenance and upgrade. Okay, so quite a very detailed and comprehensive solution. I can state plainly that we have more in our base solution than any of our competitors, and our pricing is downright competitive, if not dirt cheap in a lot of situations. So we really have got the broad scope of IT asset management covered, and we do it at a reasonable price. The products that drive this portfolio include Tivoli Asset Management for IT, Asset Discovery for Distributed, and Asset Discovery for ZOS. All right. Let's move on. Let's talk a little bit about, on page 8, a little bit about the glossary here. I like to be very careful with my terms, especially in this area, because there are some nuances that you need to be aware of. All right. First up, the term software. This is the stuff that you install on your computer. That makes sense, right? So whether it's a mainframe or a ThinkPad, it's the stuff that gets installed that you run on that computer. The license is not software, right? The license is a document that tells you what you cannot and can do with the software you install, right? So this is